This is Jefferson Public Radio. I'm Eric Thiel. Welcome to another live session. Joining me today in the JPR studios, Daniel Romano. Daniel, welcome to JPR.
Thank you for having me.
You guys have had a long drive today, so I appreciate you stopping.
Of course, it feels good to stop.
I bet it does. There's a new record out on New West called If I've Only One Time Askin'. We'll talk about the songs and that collection of tunes in just a bit. I want to go back in time a little bit to the music that you were playing before the sound that we are familiar with, which is punk, right? Mm-hmm. You were part of the punk scene in Southern Ontario.
Yes.
And actually played a little bit with City in Color, a band that we are quite familiar with.
Dallas Green's band.
They've got a brand new record out as well. So what caused an end to the punk era? Why such a shift to the sound that we hear from you now?
I guess, when that band finished, it wasn't really punk anymore. It was only really punk when we formed the band. And basically, as soon as the band was finished being formed, it stopped being punk because there was a formula to it. And I suppose the music was slightly aggressive at first, but lyrically it was not so aggressive. I suppose lyrically it was always aggressive. But musically, it sort of turned at some point, pretty quickly. As soon as comparisons started to be made, we started to go against them, I suppose.
Once there started to become a level of prominence, I guess, for the band, was there outside pressure to kind of keep doing the same thing because it had been working and growing?
I think so, but yeah. We were so into what we were doing that we didn't even hear anybody say anything about that. I'm sure they all did, but it was more like, we put out a kind of more up-tempo, aggressive record, aggressive sounding, I suppose. And we immediately made a very quiet record that, came out pretty much a couple of months afterwards. Which was the first wrench in the gears for everyone,
So Working for the Music Man, 2010, Beneath the Willow, 2011, mm-hmm. and now this one, If I've Only One Time Askin', really looks back to...
Come Cry With Me in between.
Country music of like the 60s and 70s, right? When country music had a string section and background vocalists. Did you spend a lot of time listening to that kind of stuff before making it yourself?
Not intentionally, I don't think. I'm sure that's definitely in the musical stew that that I sort of am into, but it wasn't as far as like what the arrangements ended up being. I suppose it just suited whatever was happening at the time. It wasn't really an intentional thing. Definitely not an attempted duplication of something, but more so just obvious necessities.
You know, here in the States over the last couple of years, there has been a tremendous Renaissance revival of old time roots music in a bunch of different forms, mm-hmm. blues, folk, country, going all the way back in time to where those three things sort of started and mm-hmm. branched out. Is it the same kind of thing going on in Canada or a little bit different?
I wouldn't really know anything about that. I haven't actually played in Canada for quite some time. This will be, the next couple of days whenever we get up there. It'll be the first time I've gone across in a couple of years now, I think. But from what I gather, I think what Cor Blund's doing is very good, and
he's a label mate of yours, right? On New
West. Yeah. I don't really pay attention to that world in Canada. I know that Jennifer Castle, who's a great artist from Toronto, I wouldn't be able to describe her music or attempt to. She's just wonderful. That's how I would describe it.
Do you see or feel a different kind of feedback from Canadian fans compared to American fans of your music?
Like I said, I don't really know. I think Americans are more desperate for a label. They like to label things more so. But, Canada is just the same. It's the same.
Yeah, sometimes labels give people a tool to be able to talk about music rather than an abstract.
Yeah, but it's lazy.
It often is, I agree. Daniel Romano is my guest today live on Jefferson Public Radio. His new record is called If I've Only One Time Askin'. I'd love to hear a tune. Who have you brought in to play with you?
This is Roddy, his first shot on the guitar here, and Kay Burkle on the singing voice.
Welcome. What are you going to play first?
I'm not sure. I guess this is not on anything. Probably never will be. And it's called, what is it called? Maybe it's me. Yeah. Mm-hmm. There's a dark and a troubled side of life. I can see it when I look into your eyes. It's been going on so long, and we both keep holding on, no matter the reason is it's gone. Oh, maybe it's me. Maybe I never learned to love you, but darling, I do. And maybe it's time. Just a little spell of sadness. Or maybe it died and I shouldn't cry. Maybe it's me. You were there when the whole world fell around you. I was there when you got so cold at night. But the hardest part of all was to watch you while I fall, shaking like you'll never see. Oh, maybe it's me. Maybe I never learned to love you, but darling, I do. And maybe it's time. Just a little spell of sadness. Or maybe it died and I shouldn't cry. Maybe it's you.
That's Daniel Romano live here on Jefferson Public Radio. It's a beautiful tune. You should record it.
Yeah. Okay.
you seem to be the kind of guy that does not tend to stay in one place very long. And unfortunately, when you record records, they linger for a while, especially at radio stations. We tend to play them for a while, and you seem to have moved on by that point. Is that an accurate representation?
Yeah, I suppose so.
Because this record that we know as new... Mm-hmm. If I've only one time asking, you recorded this thing like 3 years ago.
Right? Yeah, almost three, yeah.
And then did you not have interest in putting it out, or was it just sort of circumstantial that it wasn't released?
I guess because of how the label stuff worked at that time. When I first went with New West, they wanted to put out the Sleep Beneath the Willow record, and I had just made the Come Cry With Me record, which I was trying to push on them, and they were originally pushing to release Sleep Beneath the Willow, but they liked it, and then they put that out as the first with them. So basically, it's just been a weird game of catch-up kind of the whole time. But I don't know. It's my job to make songs, right? So I just do it.
Is it true you never really listened to this record either?
I did when I was sequencing it, but since I handed it in, no, definitely not.
Really?
No.
Do you hear your songs come on the radio ever, and...
No, that doesn't really happen to me.
Well, it happens around here.
Yeah.
I'll tell you that.
No.
One of the things that I love about the record, in addition to the songwriting, rather pointed lyrics set against sometimes up-tempo songs, mm-hmm. but in addition, there are just these amazing guitar tones. Mm. You know, some of these old retro-sounding guitars where the first strum, you almost can sense what kind of song it's going to be.
Sure.
does some of your songwriting come out of picking up a guitar and plugging it in and hitting a note and going, oh, I know what this sounds like?
I mean, yes. I mean, there's a lot of things laying around that might do different things to my brain or to a situation. But I think that's sort of a spiritual thing that I don't really know about, that I wouldn't have any control over. But I do believe in that, and I do think that does happen. Mm.
Do songs come easy for you? Or is it an intentional thing? You have to sit down and make yourself some time to pen a song?
Oh, no. It just happens when it's supposed to, I suppose. I try not to think about it. It seems dangerous.
A lot of them seem to come, though, right? I mean, if you've been putting out a record a year, pretty much.
Oh, yeah, I'm sitting on like 3 right now.
Really?
Yeah.
Daniel Romano is my guest today live here on Jefferson Public Radio. His new record out on New West is called If I've Only One Time Asking. Will you play us another?
Yes. All right, let's just do
okay.
All right. What's this called?
I'm alone now. Yeah.
Time and love and a whippoorwill, one passing, one gone, and one lonesome still. The bare naked rain of a silverless cloud, I'm alone now. Everyone's talking about your new friend with that old mind smile and the elephant pen. It looks like Rapiders standing over the crowd. I'm alone now. But baby, I've got a melody and a few things to say about you and me, and an old heavy heart that ain't ready to leave. It's here, but I don't know how to be alone now. Coffee at dawn and a big mess of eggs, running the morning hours down to the dregs, drunk with fidelity, reading on old vows. I'm alone now. Peace in the valley, mules in the grass, feet at the threshold and brains in the past, and hands in my ears for that mockingbird sound. I'm alone now. But baby, I've got a melody and a few things to say. And an old heavy heart that ain't ready to leave. It's here, but I don't know how to be alone now.
That is Daniel Romano live on Jefferson Public Radio. His new record is called If I've Only One Time Asking. A couple of weeks back, I don't know when this was taped, but the episode that aired, we carry the program Q. You were on Q, right, with Jill Deacon. Mm-hmm. And toward the end of that conversation and interview, you said something, and about 3 of us here on staff just looked at the speaker and went, what? You
actually said, I don't care about country music.
Yeah,
I don't.
Really?
No. Why would I? What's to care about?
You're not a fan, like, you don't love it, you're not a fan of it, you don't listen to it in your spare time?
What is it? I don't know what it is. I'm not sure. But there's music that I like that used to have that title, but I don't care about it now. I don't care about what it is now.
So there's the context. You don't care about what it is now.
Sure.
But the music of...
But that's what country music is. If you ask anybody on the street, hey, do you like country music? If they say yes, you know what they mean. If I say I play country music, they're going to think something other than what I do. I don't do country music. I don't do country music, new or old, in my opinion. I just do songs.
They do tend to sound like an era gone by, though.
Well, that's just because they're good.
I mean, that's. I have read a couple of things in addition to that Q interview that, you know, some other interviews that you've done. And if I have understood them correctly and that they're an accurate portrayal of what you said, it's a combination of lazy, weak songwriting. And then, of course, the production techniques that we're all very familiar with how you take a country song or you take a pop song and you add lap steel and voila, you have a pop country song.
Yeah, it does seem to be that way. And I have no qualms with that. I don't care.
It doesn't matter.
It doesn't
you.
Matter.
Yeah.
I don't think about, I mean, there's certain pop music that I like and there's a lot of different kinds of music that I like and I can find the good in a lot of terrible things. But I don't know. I just don't, labels... are just so useless to me. I don't think about them like that.
So if I handed you a pair of headphones to put on and listen, what would you hope to hear? What kinds of things are you most interested in?
Oh, just like a running bath.
When you're not on stage making music, do you check out of music or is it always with you in some fashion?
Oh, there's no checking out, I don't think.
Because depending on your profession, you know, like when you're in radio, sometimes the last thing you want to do when you get home is listen to radio.
I mean,
do you try to check out and get away from music at times and just find, you know, the sounds of life fulfilling?
I think it's all the same thing to me.
Hmm.
I think if you're in this job, that's kind of the only thing that you need to do. And if you don't do that, that's probably not a good sign for your future because there's a lot of things that are going to let you down along the way. And if you're in it for any other reason other than that you absolutely have to be, then it's probably not going to go too hot.
Hmm.
Unless it goes real hot for you.
Yeah.
But then even still, then what?
Right. There's one other thing that I hope you actually did say in a conversation, and it was about the songwriting process, the lyric writing process.
Yeah.
And you said something to the effect of, it's not supposed to be personal, meaning the lyrical content of a song. It's not supposed to be personal per se. It's supposed to be relatable.
Yeah.
And that's the difference, that's what creates authenticity.
Well, it's just human emotion being delivered from the perspective of human emotion, I suppose, or various ones lumped together to form something more interesting or whatever it might be. It doesn't have to be a story that has a beginning or end. It doesn't have to be a story at all. It doesn't have to be, it all needs, the only purpose of, music started as a newsreel, you know, And the only purpose of it since is to bring information from a spiritual level, bring information on a cerebral level, whatever it is, it's supposed to just evoke feeling. And there's lots of different ways to do that.
One other aspect of the art you create that I want to touch on before I let you go today is that in addition to the music, you do visual art also.
Yes.
What kinds of stuff do you do, and for what purpose, other than just expression?
It's all kind of come out from, I've been involved with art my whole life, but I suppose the things that get recognized these days all sort of stem from the early days in this particular business I'm in now, the business of selling art, the business of making it and also selling it. And, you know, it all came from necessity, you know, punk and such. The early days of that type of thing where necessity we don't have someone to make this for us, so I better learn how to do it. And, you know, I find that still happening to this day all the time. There's, certain elements of various mediums that are needed. I just feel like I can do better than whoever else I'm going to get to do it.
So were you creating things to support the musical aspect of what you do?
Like, I suppose it's
T-shirts or concert posters and stuff like that?
Basically, with my experience, anytime I've ever had anybody else involved in anything I've done, it's been less good than it would be. Maybe I'm not a team player. I don't know, but it's not my job to be a team player. So I just enjoy it. I don't know. I, I don't want to be bored. Boredom is fear for me.
Boredom is fear. So you really are the kind of guy that just continues moving.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, definitely. I have to. I don't know what else to do.
So you said you've got about three records kind of sitting in the can already.
Yes.
Are they similar to what we've heard on If I've Only One Time Asking, or are they in a different direction?
No, I don't know. I honestly don't know how I would even compare that. They're different. They're of a different time. They were mostly written on a boat, which I don't know if that has anything to do with anything. I don't know if that comes across sonically.
Like a freight cruise ship, or okay,
yeah. There were a lot of elements at the time making whatever it is, whatever it is. So I don't exactly remember, but I'm pretty sure it doesn't sound like that, and it doesn't sound like this.
All right. Is there a projected date in the future when we might be able to put our ears on?
You know what? I was told. So there's like three things that are done in different times. Like one was made at home in the more traditional way that I usually make things. One was done in Berlin. Another one kind of a bunch of scattered elements as well here and there.
Well, thanks for taking some time and visiting with us, man.
Us, absolutely.
Daniel Romano is my guest today live here on JPR. The new record is called If I've Only One Time Askin'. What do you want to wrap up with?
I'll play the wrap-up song. I don't actually have a song called that. But let's play...
I know what you did, she told me. And I know that you led her astray. And I know that you hurt her. I know the low places you drink in, and I know that you'll be there alone, and I know that she begged me to leave it alone, but there's a
That's Daniel Romano live here on Jefferson Public Radio. I'm going to teach you. It's the lead-off track from his new record called If I've Only One Time Asking. Daniel, thanks for coming by.
Thank you.